Welcome to the Brown Bowl Podcast. This is a podcast created for the love of food and meant to support you on a journey to making more vegan choices, no matter where you are along the way. I'm your host, Kim Sujovalski. I'm a teacher, a certified plant-based cook, and for years, I've been helping people go vegan or take more steps in that direction by teaching you how to cook delicious vegan meals, get back in the kitchen, and improve your relationship with food. So are you ready? Lace up those trainers if you're going for a walk, or grab a cup of coffee, get comfy on the couch, and listen in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bramble Podcast. I am very happy that you're here. Yet last week, we had such a special and cool episode. A lot of you have written to me about it, and it was all about community. I highly recommend you check that out if you've been kind of needing a little bit of extra support. I hope you got the chance to check out the podcast, the other podcast I mentioned in that episode, because I think you're going to love it. And, you know, we talk about so many different topics here at the Bramble Podcast, right? I think if you'd asked me what our central topics are, I would always say veganism, food, and improving your relationship with food, right? All of those episodes we have on putting an end to dieting, all of the tips I give you on how to go vegan, how to navigate social situations, how to, you know, be kind to yourself when you take steps back, how to not try to strive for perfection. All of these things kind of are part of our podcast because they're all related. You know, when you think that food is just about food, it's just not. It's not as helpful because it's not what it's like. Food is food in our eating, because food is food. But, you know, our eating habits, they have to do with so many other things. We talked about that in a very recent episode. But sometimes, it's all about the food. And today is one of those episodes because I'm going to dive in deep into the world of mushrooms. I know mushrooms have some people who love them, some people who are weirded out by the texture. I'm going to give you my take on it, and we're going to talk about the health benefits of why we should all be eating mushrooms. And I am going to give you some delicious quick recipes because I know that you love the episodes in which I give you some quick ideas that you don't have to measure or anything. You could just listen to maybe on your way back home after work and get a quick idea of what to make for dinner that night. So I'm going to give you tons of those ideas today. It's going to be so, so yummy. Aren't mushrooms the best? I'm one of those people who loves mushrooms. Anyway, we're going to get right to it. But before we begin today's show, I want to tell you about a little resource that I think you're really going to love. Because we're going to be talking about food today, I thought the perfect one to mention and recommend is, of course, our signature online program, My Bramble. It's what I call our Big Kahuna, and it's an ongoing program. It's all in video format in which I teach you how to cook delicious vegan meals. I teach you how to get organized in the kitchen. I give you support on your vegan journey. I give you tools to help you find a blissful and balanced place with food and with eating. Say goodbye to the diets and the diet mentality. And, you know, most of all, what we do in the online program is we cook and we cook and we cook. That's the central part of it. And we cook in a way that is simple and teaching you why things are done in the kitchen so that you can become a total pro, right? Creating vegan meals that everybody goes nutty over. And, you know, there's just so much more included in the program, and I want you to take a look for yourself. So you can go and visit www.mybrownbowl.com. That's www.mybrownbowl.com. You can watch our video trailer for the program and get all of the details and give it a try. And it's super cool. I hope you get a chance to go and check that out and join all of our other members in cooking delicious vegan meals. And now that we've gotten our little announcements out of the way, on with the show. You know, when I was growing up, I loved playing the this or that game. I don't know if that's what it's actually called. It's not really an official game, but that's what I used to call it. And here's what it was like. You know, someone gave you two options and you had to pick one or the other, right? There was no other choice. So, for example, chocolate or vanilla ice cream, right? You had to make one choice. Spending the day at the beach or in the mountains. And since I'm a very indecisive person, this game was like the ultimate training for me, right? It kind of forced me into a very, into an area really outside of my comfort zone, but in a totally safe way. So it was pretty cool. And, you know, I would constantly grill my mom with options she had to pick from, and I would come up with these crazy pairs of things. And because of this, I think I'm constantly drawn to articles titled, I don't know, the top five ways to prepare mac and cheese, or the parts of interviews of, you know, famous people, people I admire, in which they have to say what their favorite animal is, or what their favorite curse word is, or what their favorite quote is, right? I just love picking favorites. I have since I was a little kid, and still, it is so incredibly hard for me. There is one exception, though, and when it comes, you know, to picking a favorite vegetable. And I have to say that it's really easy for me to tell you that number one, is corn on the cob, because I mean, nothing is better than sweet corn on the cob, really. I dare you, find something that's more delicious than that. But, you know, I have a quick and easy answer when people ask me that, and I can give my little corn on the cob disclaimer, and that answer is mushrooms. I adore the flavor, the texture. I think mushrooms are amazing. They are so versatile, and they're a vegan's best friend. We're going to talk about why. Anyway, we love mushrooms so much that whenever I make something, or I want to make something that Carlos doesn't particularly like, right? And there are some dishes that I could eat all the time that Carlos doesn't stand. So whenever I want to make it for myself, and that means I'm going to make it for him too, I have to get creative so that he doesn't complain, right? So when I want to make something he doesn't particularly like, I just douse it with mushrooms. Mushrooms, I think, would be his favorite vegetable too. I didn't ask him before this episode. I should have done that. But I'm pretty sure that's one of the things he would say. If anything he's looking at a menu has mushrooms, he is very, very drawn to it immediately. So, for example, I don't know, mushrooms on top of cauliflower because he hates cauliflower. Mushrooms on top of a simple green salad. Mushrooms on top of vegetable soup. I mean, it's my secret weapon. It's my secret weapon to cook something that he doesn't really love. And, you know, we used to love mushrooms as meat eaters. We would eat them all the time. But when we went vegan, our love of mushrooms just grew exponentially. And it's because mushrooms are the ultimate vegan meat. They are the ultimate vegan meat. And of course, I love my, you know, beefless tips as much as the next person, right? All of these vegan meats that are out there, I love them as much as the next person. But give me some portobellos or some shiitakes and I'm all set. I just love them. And, you know, I think they're incredibly satisfying. They're filling. They have a meaty texture. They have umami compounds. So that means they have this very savory flavor profile, which is so satisfying. They hold on to marinades incredibly well. And I don't know, they can be grilled, smoked, sauteed, stir-fried, deep-fried, roasted, broiled, steamed. I mean, it's just the amount of recipes we can make with mushrooms and textures we can get is just unbelievable. And, you know, not to mention preparations. I mean, you can make garlic mushrooms, mushroom tempura, mushroom tofu scramble, mushroom soup, mushroom quiche, mushroom frittata, mushroom skewers, pulled barbecue mushrooms. This is a new thing and it's so delicious. Grilled mushrooms, teriyaki mushrooms, coconut mushrooms, crispy mushrooms, mushroom risotto. I mean, call me Baba Mushroom. The options are just endless. There are so many options when it comes to mushrooms, right? And today we're just going to pay this incredible tribute to this incredible veggie, which, by the way, isn't technically a vegetable. We're going to talk about that too. And I'm going to teach you all about its nutritional benefits, and I'm going to tell you some tricks, kind of some basic tricks as to how to cook them properly so that no matter what recipe you're using or if you're not using a recipe, you have some bases covered and you know how to get good results, right? And of course, I'm giving you some quick preparations with ingredients so you know how to prepare them deliciously and make lots of yummy meals. And it's going to be fun. So first, let's talk about something, okay? Because when I found this out, I don't know. I felt the rug had been just pulled out from under me. And, you know, mushrooms, although they are classified as vegetables when it comes to food, right? When it comes to food, they're classified as vegetables. Mushrooms aren't even technically plants. They are not a member of the plant kingdom. What? What? Yes. It's pretty crazy, right? Had you heard about this before? When I found out about this, I couldn't believe it. So, you know, I had this idea that they weren't exactly vegetables like the others, but I thought they were considered a part of the plant kingdom. Well, they aren't. But don't worry, they're not animals either. They're actually part of the fungi kingdom. And yeah, now you can, you know, insert that record scratching noise right about now. Because yeah, they're a whole separate thing. They're this whole separate thing, which I just think is evidence of their coolness, if you ask me, right? The Smurfs knew how to do it. I mean, mushrooms are so cool. And yeah, they're not plants. They're not animals. They're mushrooms. And, you know, there are so many varieties of mushrooms. And of course, since our topic is food, we're only going to be talking about the edible varieties of mushrooms, right? And as you know, and this is a fact that Carlos always begs me to remind people, many varieties of mushrooms are actually unsuitable for human consumption, which is why the picking of wild mushrooms should only be reserved for very qualified connoisseurs, okay? That means get your mushrooms at the store because, you know, eating inedible mushrooms can be very dangerous and even life-threatening. And this is a little hobby that people have a lot in Spain, going out to pick wild mushrooms because in the fall it's crazy. The earth is just covered in mushrooms in certain areas of Spain. And Carlos has seen in the hospital so many people very, very sick, especially with liver issues and just very, very sick because of eating bad mushrooms. And sometimes these are people who have been doing this for many years. So just get your mushrooms at the store, okay? Get your mushrooms at the store where they're nice and safe and they've been checked for you. Okay, you know, there are many types of edible mushrooms, right? We have the unbelievable porcini or boletus, which is so delicious, for example, in risottos. We have trompettes. We have chanterelles. We have portobellos or cremini mushrooms. Creminis, by the way, are just a fancy, fancy word for baby portobello mushrooms. So you have the big portobellos that are, you know, full size, and then you have the little tiny cremini, which is just a baby portobello. That's a little something I have wanted to throw in there. We have regular white button mushrooms. We have shiitakes, maitakes, truffles, matsutakes, the awesome oyster mushroom, which is fantastic grilled. I love oyster mushrooms. We have morels. We have enokis. I mean, is your mouth watering yet? There are so many types. And I just, if you're not excited yet, wait till you hear what they can do for your body, not to mention your taste buds. We're going to talk about the body first, because, you know, when we talk about health, mushrooms are king. They are king, nutritionally speaking. And this is something weird because some, you know, we've gotten this message, it's so ingrained, that high nutrition comes usually in fruits or vegetables that are very colorful, that are, you know, sometimes deep blue or black, or that have these very strong compounds that give them their colors. We have this idea that iceberg lettuce, for example, which is almost white, has very little nutrition because it's, you know, something that looks very simple. We have this idea that white stuff is just not very, I don't know, health promoting, that it doesn't have a lot of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and such. And mushrooms, they totally, totally take that theory out of the water because they are king. They are king. You're going to see because I'm going to tell you. But yeah, there are sometimes little white thingies that you think aren't going to, you know, provide much. Oh, think again. Okay, so just as with their adoptive siblings, the vegetables, because vegetables have kind of allowed mushrooms to come into their realm, even though they're not technically plants, mushrooms are really high in vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fiber. And this little foursome, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fiber, they mean quite a lot. They mean that these compounds and this food can aid in cancer prevention. It appears to decrease the risk of diabetes and heart disease. And, you know, this is true of most vegetables because of their fiber content, their antioxidant content, right? The fact that when you're eating this, you know, you're just filling your body with goodness. It's so cool. But apart from that, you know, apart from having all of that in common with their adoptive siblings, they are also antiviral, anti-inflammatory. They provide very, very high levels of antioxidants, like I said, in spite of the fact that they're, you know, not as brightly colored as other foods. So take that, blueberry. Yeah, you don't have to be that pretty shade of blue to have lots of antioxidants, at least when it comes to mushrooms. They also happen to be great sources of selenium. Selenium is a nutrient that isn't found in many fruits or vegetables, and that vegans kind of have to just make sure that they get enough. We don't need a lot of it, but we just need to make sure that we're getting it, right? And mushrooms happen to be a source of selenium. Another great source for vegans, this is the one I usually kind of try to think about, are Brazil nuts, because you just need a few and then you have all of your daily requirements set. So that's an easy way to get it, right? But mushrooms, that's so cool. They also have selenium. Selenium aids in liver enzyme function, and it's very, very, very helpful. It decreases tumor growth rates, prevents inflammation, and so much more. So that's very important. Now, mushrooms are also high in potassium and low in sodium, which together, these two little facts together, high potassium, low sodium, they can help lower blood pressure. And I have some members that have been asking me on tips to lower blood pressure. And of course, I always tell you, you need to consult your doctor. But they've asked me about certain foods, if I know about certain foods that can help with blood pressure. Goddess always recommends to people who ask us that, of course, there are lots of things that you can do to help reduce blood pressure, like reduce your stress levels and reduce your sodium intake, that kind of stuff. But yeah, you know, mushrooms have been shown to help a little bit, so you can include those too. Mushrooms also contain vitamin C and beta-glucans. Beta-glucans can help lower cholesterol and boost immunity. And they have even been shown, especially recently, to help improve insulin resistance. So if you have problems with insulin resistance, those beta-glucans found in mushrooms can help. They are also rich in B vitamins. B vitamins are so cool. They help your hair and your nails grow really strong. But not only that, but they also help form red blood cells. And of course, this is essential, very important. Mushrooms also contain choline, which aids in sleep and memory and muscle movement. And they also contain copper, iron, phosphorus, and the very elusive for vegans, vitamin D. So surprise, surprise, they're full of all of these nutrients. Can you guess what else they have? Can you guess? It's a surprise. I'm sure you can guess. They also have protein. They also have protein. And a specific type of mushroom called reishi, which is mostly sold. It's not one that you would normally buy, you know, in the supermarket in the produce aisle and cook it. It's mostly sold in powdered form or supplements. Sometimes if you have this kind of mushroom boost superfood powder or something, this is part of it. It's a very weird looking mushroom. Really cool. Reishi, the specific one, is a very powerful adaptogen. Now, adaptogens are compounds that help the body deal with the biological effects of stress. Who doesn't need that, right? And this means that reishi can help reduce stress levels, help the, you know, balance out the levels of cortisol in the body, which, as you know, is the stress hormone, which can cause some problems. And, you know, they help regulate your mood and sleep cycles, which in turn helps with stress. It helps lower anxiety, and it even aids in conditions associated with insulin resistance, like PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. I don't think I've ever given such a deep analysis of the coolness of a vegetable, because it's so cool. It's so positive and powerful for our health. Now, that has to do with our health, but we are here to talk about the deliciousness of mushrooms and cooking with mushrooms, right? So I'm going to give you some tricks of the trade, because although you probably have recipes and ideas and things you want to, you know, ways of cooking them that you love, there are some little tricks that are going to help you get amazing results no matter what recipe you're making. So that's what we're going to talk about right now. So, you know, cooking mushrooms is fairly easy. The good news is they almost always turn out delicious no matter what you do to them. And I blame their texture for this little magician act, right? They just turn out great. They're, of course, perfectly cooked mushrooms and not so perfectly cooked, but they're almost always delicious. And these little tricks that I'm going to teach you, they're going to help you ensure success every time you cook them. So first, let's talk about how you wash mushrooms. So most chefs will tell you not to wash mushrooms like under the tap, right? Like you would other vegetables. And they instead insist on cleaning them one by one with a damp, clean cloth. And sure, that's an amazing way, because you're not going to get them waterlogged. We're going to talk about that now. But if you're anything like me, you're very impatient and you don't have a mushroom butler standing in the corner of the kitchen at all times with time to spare to clean mushrooms one by one, what I suggest for us common mortals is that you wash them, but then you dry them well. What we want to prevent is the mushrooms to become waterlogged, to get excess water in there, because they absorb anything. So we want to prevent that. We want them nice and dry. So if you do wash them, just make sure to dry them. Make sure to leave them there until they're nice and dry, or you can pat them with a paper towel or something. But, you know, you could just wash them ahead of time and then just leave them in a colander to dry well. And we just want them really, really dry before we add them to a pan. And just make sure to remove all of the dirt from all of the little crevices of the mushroom so that your recipe doesn't come out grainy. This is not as much of a worry in shiitakes and button mushrooms and things like that, but we have other types of mushrooms like morels. Morels, you know, they have all of these little crevices that it's really hard. You get lots of dirt in there. So you have to make sure to soak them in water, release all of those little grains of sand and all of that. All right, next up, if you ever watched the movie Julie and Julia, when I saw this movie, which was many years into my cooking and many years into my obsession with Julia Child, I was so happy that they taught a very important lesson. And it's a lesson that I notice a lot of people know because of this film. So this film did mushrooms justice for the future, right? And it's do not overcrowd mushrooms in a pan. This is something that happens in that film and in the book. I also read the book. The book was so cool. And, you know, just don't overcrowd your mushrooms. Never do this in a pan. They will not brown properly. So if you've ever put lots of mushrooms in a pan and they started releasing lots of liquid and they didn't brown, that's what happened. You know, mushrooms have a very high water content. And this means that if you overcrowd your pan, mushrooms are going to start steaming instead of searing, and water is going to start invading your recipe. Now, my next tip is what to do if that happens, right? If water occurs, please do not panic, because there's something you can do. You know, water sometimes comes along to ruin the party. It has to do with the type of mushroom that you use. It has to do with how old the mushroom is. You know, all of these things, if you overcrowded them in the pan, if you left them wet when you put them in the pan, all of these things can influence how much water comes out of the mushrooms. And, you know, water will sometimes come along, ruin the party when you're cooking mushrooms, right? Especially if you don't follow the previous rule of not overcrowding. But if it does and what you wanted was a nice dry sauté with some golden mushrooms as a result, please do not panic, you know, just let the water evaporate. It's going to seem like it's taking forever, but it's going to evaporate. You can help it along by scooping some of it out. But of course, by doing that, if you had any aromatics in the oil you used or in the pan, some of that's going to go out. So if you have the patience, let the water evaporate, and then your mushrooms will start searing and getting golden brown once again. The only thing that might happen is if this takes a long time, your mushrooms are going to shrink a little bit, but that's okay. You know, sometimes this happens. It happens to the best of us. So just let that happen. Let that water evaporate before you continue with your recipe if what you want is a nice golden color on your mushrooms. That's very important. All right, next up on my tips is to choose the right type of mushroom. You know, different mushrooms have a different water content, so choose your mushrooms depending on the result that you want. So if you're looking for a preparation where little to no water comes out, for example, topping your pizza with mushrooms or doing a quick sauté, my favorites are creminis, portobellos, or shiitakes. Those are your best bet. And since these are some of the things we normally use mushrooms for, it's pretty helpful, you know? These, you'll start soon gaining lots of confidence in the kitchen and seeing that how mushrooms act in the pan and in recipes. And if you want very little water coming out because you don't have a lot of time to let them evaporate or you just don't want the fuss, creminis, portobellos, and shiitakes. Those are my favorites for that. Okay. Lemony goodness is my next tip. You know, lemon goes really well with mushrooms. We've talked about this in our food pairings episode, and they can also help in getting a beautiful look and color on your mushrooms. So just add a little squeeze. You can add a little squeeze while you cook them, and it will give you really great results. You don't have to do this every time because, of course, this will affect the flavor. So if you want a different flavor profile, you feel free to skip it. But I think it's delicious. You're going to see lemon appearing in some of the ideas I'm going to give you in a second. All right. Next tip is to marinate them beauties. Marinate them. You know, mushrooms are like tofu, but better. Well, and you know how much I love tofu, so that's saying a lot. You know, they absorb anything you marinate them in. They just soak it right up. They just soak it up. And because they have the bonus of having tons of those umami flavor themselves, this means that these savory flavor boosting compounds combined with your marinades or your rubs, they will make your taste buds do jazz hands. You're going to love it, right? That's why they get so flavorful. This combination of the fact that they can absorb marinades and they have those umami compounds. And for me, I think teriyaki marinade or ginger soy or chimichurri or herb and garlic marinades, they are the most delicious. And you're going to have more ideas when I tell you about some of the recipes. But yeah, you have some there that are my favorites. Teriyaki, ginger soy, chimichurri, or an herb and garlic kind of marinade. And what you do is you leave your mushrooms in the marinade for 30 minutes, all the way up to overnight, and then you pop them on the grill or under the broiler. Pretty cool. Okay, another tip I have, especially for my vegans out there, people trying to, you know, eat more vegan meals throughout the week, is that we don't need chopped meat or ground beef or however you want to call it when we have mushrooms. Now, of course, there are plenty of, you know, meat crumbles, vegan meat crumbles out there if you want to make bolognese or lasagna. But if you chop mushrooms really, really small, it's a perfect substitute for meat in bolognese and lasagna. So, so delicious. On Sunday, I actually invited my Gatos' parents, his mom and dad, over for dinner, and I made this huge lasagna. We've been having lasagna for 5 days straight. That's how huge it was. And I made our recipe from the online program, our spinach and tofu ricotta lasagna with a bolognese sauce. But instead of using meat crumbles, which is what I normally used to use, I used chopped mushrooms because that's what I had. And it turned out incredible. Really good. Okay, another tip I have for you is that skewers are your friends when it comes to mushrooms. You know, if you want, for example, to grill or roast smaller mushrooms, a great tip to help save time and to make the job really easy is to thread the mushrooms through some skewers with other vegetables or some tofu cubes, seitan or tempeh, and you marinate them and you pop them on the grill or on a grill pan or in the oven. So forget flipping individual mushrooms that can fall through the grates, right? Here, all you have to do is turn the skewer and it looks really pretty. You could even stuff mushrooms and put them in skewers and serve them like that. It's pretty cool. All right, I think I'm getting, this is my last tip for the tips, and then we're gonna get into some preparations. So if, for example, you're browning mushrooms for later use, I know there is a recipe in our online program. I made a delicious Spanish vegetable paella, and this vegetable paella has some mushrooms on top that you add, you kind of get nice and golden brown, you remove them from the pan, and then you add them back into the paella before covering it, right at the, almost at the very end. And this is what I mean with this tip. If you want to brown mushrooms and then use them later on in a recipe, make sure that after you brown them, you put them in a shallow dish, and don't cover the dish. Shallow dish, right? And the reason is, if you don't, the heat is gonna, they're gonna catch a little bit of that heat and they're gonna start to steam. And they're gonna lose the texture you've just created. They're gonna release water. So if this has ever happened to you and you want to prevent that, just let them be in a nice shallow plate. All right, that's it for my tips. Do you see? Pretty easy, right? There are more, but I thought I would get you started with those. And what we're gonna do now is talk about some preparations, my favorite quick preparations for delicious mushrooms. First on the list is a total Venezuelan and Spanish favorite, and it's called mushrooms al ajillo. And here what you have to do is saute button, like regular white mushrooms, button mushrooms, or cremini mushrooms with a little bit of olive oil, lots of minced garlic, and I mean lots of minced garlic, chopped parsley, also lots, some salt, some pepper. You can add a splash of lemon juice at the very end, and that's it. This is called al ajillo. Ajillo is a preparation that basically means this has garlic and parsley. And this is Carlos's favorite way to have mushrooms. Sometimes it's very typical in Spain. It was also very typical in Venezuela. I've been noticing recently how much of our Venezuelan cuisine has been, of course, influenced by Spain because we were a Spanish colony. I didn't used to think that way because we do have a lot of very authentic Venezuelan dishes that came from our indigenous populations and things like that. But we do have kind of an influence, especially in, you know, things that were kind of part of our childhood that now I've seen again here in Spain. But it actually is the other way around. They came from Spain, right? So al ajillo, that's the Latin American term for using garlic and parsley. This is Carlos's favorite way to cook mushrooms, to eat mushrooms. He doesn't cook them. You know that by now. I have to cook them. He eats them. All right. Next quick preparation is a basic balsamic saute. And this flavor combination is wild. It's so delicious. So here, you're basically just going to saute your favorite mushrooms with some garlic. And once they're browned, you add some soy sauce, some fresh herbs, some balsamic vinegar, and you let that evaporate and caramelize, and you serve them. And it's all so yummy. Very nice. Very good. Fresh herbs, you can add your favorites. Thyme goes really well with mushrooms. Rosemary goes well with mushrooms. Sage goes incredibly well with mushrooms. Parsley, of course, is my favorite. You can add basil. You can add, I mean, so many delicious herbs. Really good. Okay, next up, teriyaki mushrooms. I mentioned teriyaki marinades before, and it's because the flavors really, really go well together with the mushrooms. So here you marinate your favorite mushrooms in teriyaki sauce with some chopped scallions, some minced garlic and grated ginger, and then you grill them, or you place them under the broiler, or you saute them. So yeah, add to the teriyaki sauce a little bit of that very finely chopped scallion, or you can also use chives and minced garlic and grated ginger. That's going to give it nice texture. It's going to kind of burn off with the heat, and you're going to get kind of some little crispy, interesting bits here and there. Pretty cool. All right. Next up for our quick preparation is the original veggie burger. The first veggie burger I ever had in my life, I ordered by mistake in, this is how much of a meat eater I was. Carlos and I had just started dating. We were on a trip in the United States. And I think it was in Florida somewhere. And we went to this cafe that has all of the, it's like a themed cafe, you know, like they were very popular back then. Rainforest Cafe that is kind of all rainforest themed, and you've got like sounds of animals around you and plants, and it looks like you're in the middle of the rainforest, and all of the food is kind of themed, right? And I had a portobello burger there. I ordered it because I thought the portobello was on top of the meat, but it turned out that it was so delicious that I ordered it every time I went to that restaurant after that. And that is the original veggie burger, guys. Of course, there were always veggie burger patties, but when you went to a restaurant, this was years ago, right? This was kind of, 17 years ago. You would usually get something along these lines. A big, big portobello mushroom marinated, placed on a bun with your favorite fixings. So good. And you can still do that at home, right? So delicious. I think it's Isa Chandra Moskowitz in her book. What's that book called? Isa Does It. That's one of my favorite vegan cookbooks, by the way, if you are looking for a new one. It's so good. She has a, I don't think she calls it a portobello burger, but it's in her handheld chapter. And it's basically marinated and grilled portobello mushrooms and kimchi and this very nice bun and I think a little mustard. I don't remember right now. I haven't made it in a while. But it was the first recipe I made from that book, and it was so delicious. You have that one there if you want a specific recipe. And of course, there are countless others online. All right, so that's the original veggie burger. But now we're going to talk about pasta. So portobello and tomato pasta. One of my favorites, maybe my favorite kind of pasta. So here you simply sweat some garlic and finely minced onion in a pan. Remember, sweating is cooking at a very low temperature. If you're a member of our online program, you got your sweating and sauteing video recently to show you all the basics. And so you just let these go really slowly. It is soft sizzle with a little bit of olive oil, for example. And then you add some sliced large portobello mushrooms and you saute them until golden and they're cooked through. Then you add a little bit of tomato paste. You deglaze the pan with a splash of wine. If you don't like to use alcohol in your meals, you can also use veggie broth. Then you add some canned chopped tomatoes, some chopped parsley and basil or oregano, salt, pepper, and you toss with your favorite pasta. This, you can let this go and cook for a long time like we do with regular red sauce, or you can just let this be nice of a, like a fresh pomodoro sauce and just leave that in there for a little bit. Let the water evaporate just slightly and you toss with your pasta. It's so good, but especially works with those portobellos because they're nice and meaty and I like to leave them in slices, like long slices, because they kind of blend with the pasta. So good. Okay, next up, some skewers. I told you about skewers before. We need to talk about how to make them. So grilled shiitake skewers. Shiitakes are my favorites for grilling, and portobellos too, but shiitakes especially. I love marinating shiitake mushrooms simply in some soy sauce, a drizzle of agave, garlic powder, thyme, and a bit of liquid smoke. And then place them on skewers and grill them up. If you are new to the podcast and you don't know what liquid smoke is, they sell it next to the barbecue sauces at the supermarket. And it's basically, it's nothing scary or weird or toxic or anything like that. It's just the condensation they get after they burn certain types of wood. And it adds a smoky flavor. don't be scared of it, because every single barbecue sauce you've ever had in your life has this in there. So this is what makes barbecue sauces and many other products nice and smoky. It's a vegan's best friend, because you can make lots of things nice and have that very umami smoky flavor. Really good. So after you've placed all of your shiitakes in on the skewers, marinated, of course, you grill them up. Easy as that. Okay, pesto stuffed creminis is next. These are so yummy. And what I like to do is I like to take this creminis, which are the small portobellos, take the little stem out and stuff them. But of course, stuffing very small creminis can be a pain. And, you know, we usually think of bigger things to stuff. But you can stuff a cremini with a little bit of pesto and make the best appetizer on the planet or side. Now, you can try our oil-free avocado, spinach, and basil pesto, which is at bramble.com in the recipe section. And you can just roast or saute some whole creminis, and then you stuff them with the sauce. It's the biggest hit. So yummy. Okay, grain-stuffed portobellos. If you're a member of our online program, you know that we made this together. So here you basically just rub some portobello mushrooms. You can use medium-sized or large. Rub them with a little bit of oil. You season them with garlic powder, thyme, or rosemary, whatever herb you like, some salt and pepper, and you roast them in the oven until they're tender. You can also grill them, by the way. And then you stuff them with your favorite pilafs made with vegetables and couscous or quinoa or bulgur wheat or rice. And then I always recommend making a little dressing or a sauce for people to add on top. It really adds a nice touch, especially something lemony. So if you have like a basic lemon-based vinaigrette, that's all you need. Okay, then we have our wild sage and mushroom saute. So this is when you have, well, you're going to hear what it is. So if you have a whole bunch of mushrooms that you don't know what to use for, especially because they're slightly weird looking, like the enoki or maitake, or, you know, if you have lots of wild mushrooms that lots of different types and you don't know what to do with them, the best way is to do a little wild mushroom saute. So you saute them in a pan with a bit of non-dairy butter, some sage leaves, and you let those sage leaves kind of fry up in that butter. And you add your mushrooms, you saute everything together. You top it with some sea salt flakes and freshly ground pepper. And that's basically all you need. Now you can add some cooked gnocchi to this and make it into a whole meal and just completely drop dead of deliciousness. I love gnocchi with sage and mushrooms. They're so good. You can also add a drizzle of truffle oil to even perk it up even more. So good. All right, mushroom gravy. Who doesn't love gravy? You know of my obsession with gravy. Possibly to blame is the movie Twister and how they were serving that gravy in that very non-vegan scene of the movie. You probably know what scene that is. But I love gravy. I love a sauce that I can pour on anything. I think it makes everything more fun. So you can make your favorite gravies or pan sauces. We have several, both in our recipe section at Bramble and in our online program. You can make our pepper sauce, our peppercorn French sauce. You can make our red wine and mushroom sauce. You can make our classic gravy, all of these, and add some mushrooms, add some sliced mushrooms. These are going to add meatiness and, of course, nutrition, not to mention umami flavor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I left one that is very sentimental to me for last because I grew up eating this dish, not with mushrooms, but with meat. And I love that I can still keep tradition alive and honor my mom's dish, but make it vegan with things I buy at the supermarket that's right around the corner, right? And I'm talking about mushroom stroganoff. So stroganoff is this kind of stew-like dish made with meat and cream and wine, and you serve it traditionally over noodles or spetzel or something like that. And it's delicious. It really is delicious. And the best way to veganize it is not by using vegan meats, it's by using mushrooms. out of all the ways I've tried. It's so good. So you basically just sweat some onions and garlic in a pan, let those go really, really well. Then you brown some mushrooms, sliced. And if you have different varieties of mushrooms, that's going to add lots of texture, which is going to be great. And you deglaze them with a bit of wine. I love Marsala wine. Marsala wine goes great with mushrooms. And then what you do is you add some cashew cream. And for the cashew cream, you've got a recipe at bramble.com and in our online program. For the cashew cream, you're basically just pre-soaking cashews, raw cashews, and then you blend them up. And you can add some seasoning to that, some salt. You can add a little bit of garlic powder or onion powder, or you can add a little bit of lemon juice, depending on what flavor profile you want to add. And it's basically just a heavy cream, and you're going to add that to the mushrooms with the wine and everything. And you can add freshly cooked noodles or spetzel, or serve that under it, right? So you put that on a plate and serve the mushroom stroganoff on top, and top with some fresh herbs, especially fresh parsley. And yes, you're going to be making this one all the time. And you can thank my mother for introducing me to this dish since I was a wee little kid. This was so much a part of my meals at home. I don't know why. This was such a common thing in my house, right? It's not a Venezuelan dish. I don't know. She just loved it. So I could go on and on forever, guys, because mushrooms and I are besties and they're always in my fridge. This is something that is always in my shopping cart, and sometimes there's more than one variety because we just eat them so much. And I didn't get to talk about what mushrooms can do on pizza, calzone, risotto, not to mention plain old toast. You know, if you come to my house in the morning, I think there's an episode that I did recently called Confessions of a Weird Breakfast Eater. I'm always doing these weird breakfasts, and usually part of that is mushrooms. This isn't as weird, especially if you come from the UK, because mushrooms are part of English breakfast. But to me, and to Carlos especially, who mocks me endlessly, if you heard that episode, you know why. He mocks me endlessly, and mushrooms are usually on top of my toast. I love them for breakfast. And yeah, so next time you're at the store, guys, pick out some different types and start including them in your repertoire. And of course, if you have a favorite way of cooking mushrooms that I didn't mention today, I want you to leave me your tips and your favorite recipes in the comments in the post that goes with this episode at bramble.com. I can't wait to hear how you make mushrooms and what your favorites are. Now, that's basically all I have for you today, guys. This was a shorter episode, and I hope to make more of these in the future, because sometimes I listen to podcasts many times when I'm coming, you know, back home and I have to get dinner on the table. And sometimes if I didn't do my meal planning, or I don't have my little list on hand, I'm not sure what I'm going to make. And podcasts are, I'm always listening to podcasts at this moment. So it's great to have, you know, some quick episodes where you can get lots of ideas. If you know you have mushrooms, you can listen to this, get inspired, get home, cook something up. And that's pretty cool when it comes to inspiration, right? So I hope to make this into a kind of series. Let me know if this is something that you'd like, that you're interested in. And we're going to choose different foods that, you know, maybe people have doubts as to how to cook them. And talk about some different preparations and recipes you can make that do not require measuring or anything like that, that are perfect for weekday meals. And that way you can listen on your way back home to some of these episodes and figure out what you want to make in your kitchen. Pretty cool, right? Now, I can't thank you enough for listening in today to this short and sweet and yummy episode. So cool. And of course, I'm going to see you next week in our next episode. But if you want to show a little support for the podcast, which would be so greatly appreciated, remember you can leave us a glowing rating and review on iTunes or on Stitcher. You can subscribe. All of these things help us reach more people. So we really need your support to keep this podcast going. And in order to leave us a review, you can do this from your phone or from your computer. From your phone, which is usually what we have on us, right? Easiest. You just go to your podcast app, you click Bramble, you type in Bramble in the search bar, And then you go to our little podcast art. You're going to see my picture. And that's, you click that to go to the podcast. And there you can scroll down and click the reviews tab, write a review, and you can leave it there. And same goes for using, doing it in your computer. You can do it through your iTunes and type in Bramble in the search bar, find the podcast and click on the reviews tab, ratings and reviews, and then you click write a review and leave it there. I will be so grateful because we really need your support to keep going and reach more people. This content is free and it's always going to be free. So we need your help to kind of continue the work that we do in supporting people on their journey to loving food again and making it really simple and making more vegan choices if that is their choice. So pretty cool, right? All right, everybody, go make some mushrooms. I'm going to see you next Thursday on our little date. Have a good week and weekend. Bye-bye.